Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Yap O'Clock.
Hey, y'all.
We're so excited to be here and so excited to yap with you.
I was born ready to yap.
Exactly. I think you came out of the womb just yapping.
Yeah. And they were like, Dad, I've never seen this before.
Uh-huh.
This baby's yapping.
Phenomenon.
Yeah.
Feminine nomenon.
I will be honest with you. I have a lot of topics that I've been building lately.
Let's hear them.
In my notes apps. First off, I recently came back from a trip. My mom graduated college, big stuff.
Yes.
I was on the airplane going to Vegas, and the pilot was speaking, and I wasn't really listening, but then I overheard him say, "And all you ladies who like those window seats."
What?
And I felt kind of offended, because I was a woman sitting in a window seat. Sorry I like window seats. What? Sorry that, you know, womenhood have been oppressed for so long. Can I have something? Can I have the window seat?
Can I just look outside?
Yeah.
What is it with... Why? Why does he have a personal vendetta against ladies in window seats?
What's wrong with that? I'm sorry I like the window seat.
Me
know
too.
Why I like the window seat? Because when I fall asleep, I'm not leaning on a random man. I'm leaning on the window.
You know what? That's true. I like the window seat because I like to be nosy. I like to know what's going on outside.
Yeah, I want to see the surroundings. I want to watch the environment change.
Mm-hmm. I like watching as it goes up and it descends down. I like looking at the little city that I'm descending into, you know?
Yeah. So, I don't know why he said that.
That was annoying. I don't like that pilot.
Also, recently, I just finished using Britney Spears' perfume, Fantasy.
Ooh, and...
That is the most compliments I've ever gotten for the perfume.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming they don't make it anymore.
Well, no, they, like, remade it.
Oh, but, does it smell the same?
I don't know, because I never had the OG.
So you already have the reproduction.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It didn't last very long. Like, it wore off pretty fast.
Hmm.
But when I had recently spritzed myself, people were like, "You smell really good. What is that?" Like, that was the most compliments I've ever gotten on a perfume.
I've seen people say that if you put Vaseline, like, on your wrist or on your neck or something, and you spray the Vaseline with the thing, it'll last longer. So, I've never tried that trick.
Interesting. But then you have Vaseline on you.
Yeah.
I'd feel like, especially in the humidity of Florida, I'd feel gross.
It would just immediately melt, and you would just have petroleum jelly
all
running down
you.
Your...
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't know. Okay, well, shout out Britney Spears' Fantasy.
Yeah. Another thing that I must address. I have been playing this Mahjong solitaire game.
I love Mahjong.
Where it's just like you connect the two. Like you find matches. I'm not actually playing Mahjong. I'm playing like a solitaire version of it.
Yeah.
The app I've been playing for years.
Mm-hmm.
Super advanced in the game.
Mm-hmm.
They changed the game. They have it where it'll auto-complete now, like random matches. Like if I'm doing and I'm in there, it'll just randomly connect two. It's like, oh, like lucky draw, whatever. And it throws off my flow. That
what?
New thing they're doing has ruined my game because when you play it, it's like the squares are there, but some are shadowed out. You have to like unlock it by progressing.
Yeah.
And it'll make two random matches and throw off my game. And I've lost the game a few times because it auto-matches.
That's weird.
And then it'll do this thing called a match storm, where if all of my slots are clear, they'll auto-connect. No, I want to do that myself.
Exactly.
Anyway.
It's taking the fun out of it.
And that's kind of all I have to say that's extremely pressing at this moment. I have more I want to say, but that might come later.
Okay.
So, anything you'd like to say?
Any notes? I don't really know. Like, I don't feel like anything... I don't feel very strongly about anything nowadays. Like, I'm just chilling. I'm living life.
Which is funny, because I feel so strongly about everything now.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Everything. Things piss me off, but things also bring me immense joy. It's, like, both sides.
Yeah, sides of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know. We can talk about this. I don't want to get, like, too into detail. You know, like, most of the details. But just, like, a vague topic and we can talk about it. Mourning experiences. Like, mourning, M-O-U-R-N.
Like, a good morning. That's why they call it mourning. Don't want to sober up, you know?
Yep.
We all know Post Malone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah, like, mourning experiences. The other night.
Grieving.
The other night, I was I was like, oh my God, something happened to me. And I was like, this is it. Like,
major life event.
Major life event. And I'm like, I'm never going to experience these certain things again. Mm-hmm. And my time there is like done. And it's just like complete. And I feel like I never got a proper goodbye, but also, like, I don't know, it was just weird. And I was so filled with emotion. Mm-hmm. I was sobbing. And I was like, I was in my room and I was like, I don't really know what's happening. And then I texted my boyfriend. I was like, hey, are you around to talk? And he was like, yeah, sure, what's up? And he FaceTimed me and I just had tears rolling down my face. Oh my God, what's wrong? Mm-hmm. And I was just going through it and I was like, I don't know, it was just sad. But have you had any times like that with you where it's just like you're grieving experiences?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was me when I graduated college, but I wasn't grieving college. I was grieving my non-college experience because COVID ripped that from me. I never mm-hmm. went to college parties. I didn't have really many college friends.
Yeah.
All of that was ripped from me. Mm-hmm. And it was, and then I was thinking about that while I was at my mom's graduation because we went to the same college.
Aww.
And I was like, but she went to online college, so she also didn't have that experience. But mm-hmm. it was like, I was looking around, I was like, I didn't spend much time on campus because there was a global pandemic. And
yeah,
I think that I was socially stunted from COVID.
Mm-hmm. And then, I think a lot of people were, honestly.
And then I came down here to Florida, and I really, that's where I opened up, because I was having a job where I was social every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that helped me open up. But I don't know. I kind of mourn the experience of college that I was promised that I never got.
Yeah.
But then my sister mourns not graduating, because she got the college experience, but her graduation day was ripped from her.
Oh.
And they had online graduation.
Oh, man.
So it's kind of like, I don't know.
So, the both of you never got like an in-person graduation like that?
I did, but I never got the college experience.
Okay.
My sister is still pretty beat up about it, but the way I see it, it's like she lost a celebration. I lost the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Which they're both equally valid to be upset about.
Yeah.
And also when I was back in Vegas, I was really thinking about, like, how much I loved L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be an L.A. kid so bad. Look at me. Look at the stripes I'm wearing.
I know. I'm Levi's different. Girl.
Yeah. Like, I miss the L.A. that was before COVID.
Yeah.
I visited that L.A. and it was really magical for me. And mm-hmm. then I visited this time and I was like, man, this place sucks.
Yeah.
This place is... I actually have it in my notes as something I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Here's what I wrote down. It's in the same idea of, like, desperately wanting to go back, but there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the past. There's nothing waiting. And I feel
like we've discussed this topic a few times.
And I compared it to the biblical story of when they were fleeing that village, and if you turned back, you'd become salt.
What?
There was, like, a whole thing in the Bible. Like, some angels came to tell some guy, his daughter's and wife, you have to leave the city. And if you, and they were going to, like, basically nuke the city as like, biblical terms. And then they were like, but you can't turn back to look because you'll turn into salt. And the wife turned back to look and she turned into salt. And I argue that's this, you could make that comparable to, like, living in the past. Like, you can't look back or else you'll turn into salt and right. you'll never go any further. You'll just linger.
I don't want to be.
I don't want to be salt.
I don't want to be salt.
I'd like to eat salt. I don't want to be salt.
Yeah.
I said, it's just crazy that in LA, people spend most of their life behind a steering wheel, just in traffic.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
LA traffic is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to drive in LA too. Like, I want to go back and visit, but also I would need like a chauffeur or something because mm-hmm. I'm not doing that.
No.
No way.
The price of living is insane, even though people keep leaving LA and mm-hmm. moving to Vegas, and now Vegas is getting really? Out of control. Yeah. All the California drivers there.
Oh.
Dang. The sun feels a lot kinder there. Like, the UV isn't, like, nearly as intense as it
Why
is here.
Why do you think that is?
Probably because it's, like, a dry heat.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I can be that. In the sun there a lot longer than the sun here.
It's less humid over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I used to want to live in LA, but it's like, Even if I could now, I don't think I would. I just...
Would you live around L.A.? Would you live anywhere in California? Like, what about San Diego, San Francisco?
I love San Diego. San Diego is near and dear to my heart, but I still just, I don't want to deal with the California taxes, being a resident in California.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to pay for gas. Gas, when I was there, was like $4-something.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We hate that.
It was crazy. And it's just like, I love visiting. I'll visit. I don't want
to
stay.
It's a place to visit, not to live.
Yeah.
And that's totally fine.
And it's going to fall into the ocean.
I know. So. All those earthquakes. It's going to rip off. What if it becomes its own, like...
island?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
The island of California.
That'd be fun.
There you go.
They already have islands.
Yeah, exactly.
They have, like, the Catalina Islands. I just feel like they should all be an island. That might be fun for them.
Right, exactly. Just tell the earth... Tell the tectonic plates to, like, move real quick and just...
Yeah, California should break off and then go to Hawaii, and then Hawaii will have more land.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
And then all the tourists can go to California. Yeah. And then the Hawaiian people can actually take back their land.
Also, have you heard about the new Lilo and Stitch movie?
I've heard about it, yeah.
Have you heard about what happens in it?
I've heard the thing. I mean, I haven't seen... Have you seen
it? No. Okay. I'm not watching that movie.
I want to go see it, but I don't...
Because you've been spoiled the ending, right? Have you heard about it?
I mean, I heard about, like, the bad guy. Is that the ending?
No.
Oh.
Never mind.
Then never mind, I guess.
I heard a rumor that it's very not good. Like, interesting. In terms of, like, the themes of people that are native to a particular land.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, I've heard that it does not preach good.
Ugh.
So, and that's I don't like Lilo and Stitch. Sorry. Have we talked about that?
I don't know if we have, actually.
I don't like Lilo and Stitch. I said it. I'm sorry. I've never liked it as a kid.
I'm sorry for your loss.
My sister loves that movie. I had to bear through it. Lilo and Stitch, Aladdin, Little Mermaid are movies I can't watch anymore because I had... And Monsters, Inc. I don't like Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc. I'm okay. Nah.
Because my sister made me watch it all the time.
So you got...
And I hate
like,
it.
Oh my God.
And I still don't like Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
Aladdin's grown on me. But I'm not going to watch it. I know I've watched a billion times. I've watched enough. I've seen enough.
I think that's really funny that like Lilo and Stitch, Aladdin, Little Mermaid are like your three that you're like...
Arguably
no.
Like really popular movies I can't stand.
I love those movies. And they all have three movies each. That's crazy.
Yeah, I will say, I think the movies I made my sister watch too much were Bolt, Sleeping Beauty, and Porco Rosso, but that's Studio Ghibli. Those are the three movies that I made her watch all the time.
Do you think that they should have made a direct-to-video sequel for Sleeping Beauty?
No.
Do you like any of the direct-to-video sequels?
No.
Okay.
What
do you think they would have made it about if they had made one for Sleeping Beauty?
I thought they did.
For Sleeping Beauty?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
She has a whole song where she's like, I'm in charge of the castle, I'm Aurora. And
what?
It's like, and you know how Aurora used to be like a very beautiful alto? They made her like a soprano.
She has a seat?
She does. I'm talent, bro.
I've never heard of this.
Hold on. Let me Google Sleeping Beauty 2.
If there's a Sleeping Beauty 2, I need to watch it. Because I've watched The Little Mermaid 1, 2, and 3. I think they did a great job with the Little Mermaid series, for sure. Aladdin 1, 2, and 3. I don't remember 2 and 3 very much. What else? They never made a Snow White 2.
Yeah, because really, what is there?
They never made a Beauty and the Beast 2. They had, like, Enchanted Tales with Belle. Like, it was like a Christmas special or something, and it was like they were having Christmas at the castle. I vaguely remember that as a kid, but I don't think that was like a direct Beauty and the Beast 2. Or maybe it was. I don't know. They made Pocahontas 2.
She has a whole song where she's running around.
Is it in one of those like princess movies?
Yeah, like maybe it's not a sequel, but it's like...
It was in, like, those princess compilation movies. Yeah.
What are those called?
You know what? I don't know. You can try to see. It was in like a pink DVD box, I think. And it would feature like three princesses. I think they had a series for that.
Let's see.
I don't know. Jinx.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. Princess Enchanted Tales. Follow your dreams.
Okay.
That was it.
Oh my gosh. From one of those princess movie things, there was this song that got unlocked from the back of the archives.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in Disneyland Paris, my mom and I were watching the mm-hmm. drone show or whatever and the fireworks. Everything finished, and then they were playing the music as everybody was leaving, and I was like, I think it was as everybody was leaving. It was at some point. And I was like, why do I know this? Like, I don't remember what this is from,
mm-hmm.
but I know this. And I remember it used to be one of my favorite songs as a kid. And I went, what the heck? So I looked up the lyrics, and it was from, like, the Disney Princess compilation movie things.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. And then I started crying because I said, I used to sing this as a kid. I felt very connected to my inner child at that point.
Nice.
Probably my, like, 4 or 5-year-old self.
Mm-hmm. You're having a lot of inner child healing, though, at Disneyland Paris.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Even though Disneyland Paris...
Mid. You saw Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
I know.
I've gotten really into collecting those little souvenir coins.
Yeah, you got me an Oswald one. I'm very happy about it.
Yeah, I have them from, like, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Mm-hmm.
And Disneyland Paris, and now I have Disneyland ones. Like, I see the little coin machine, and I can't help it.
And you go, oh my gosh, are you going to get any Disney World ones?
I don't know. Maybe if I choose to leave the state, and I'll be like, my last goodbye.
Oh, I mean, eventually, at some point, you're going to leave the state, so I would say.
I hope so.
Yeah. I would say you should probably get them now so that you don't forget when you leave. Because then you'll be like, oh my god, I have to come back.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either. But, I don't know. That was a really well thought out sentence very from conclusive. Me.
You know what? I don't know. You know the audio? I need to make more TikToks.
I miss your TikToks.
I know. I have, like, a bunch of my drafts, and I just don't post them.
Please post them.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, shall we discuss our co-star?
I think so. I think it's come to that point in the conversation.
Yes. Also, I'm still obsessed with Pikmin Bloom, and I'm waiting for a sponsorship.
I was actually thinking about opening that app back up.
It's really so fun.
I think I should. It wishes me good morning every morning.
Yeah, it's...
And I go, clear.
You said that's crazy. Next.
I think about my Pikmins, because I went to Super Nintendo World, and they have Pikmins just, like, scattered around. You can go find them. Mm-hmm. And I went, oh, my babies. But I really only saw the red, blue, and yellow ones. I didn't see any specialty ones. Like,
yeah.
I wish they would include those. I would love to see a little, like, white Pikmin or like the pink flying Pikmin.
Yeah, but I love the yellow one.
Okay.
You know how many people have pitched the idea of dressing up as hot Pikmin for Halloween this year?
I think it would be a really good...
I think it's gonna be my backup. Like my... Like I usually do like a casual outfit and then I do a costume.
Mm-hmm.
Last year's casual fit was...
I don't know if you had a casual fit.
I don't think I had a casual fit.
I think you went
I just did Robotnik last year. But that was because it was so good. No, my casual fit was Knuckles. And then Robotnik was my actual fit. Because Knuckles was a t-shirt and I made a hat.
Yeah.
Robotnik was the fit.
Mm-hmm. The hot fit. Robotnik.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking this year, I'm going to do hot yellow Pikmin.
Mm-hmm.
And then my actual fit's going to be Debbie Jelinski. Because I tried to do that last year, but I ran out of time.
Mm-hmm.
But I have all the pieces for her. Just exactly. I need a wig.
Which you could style your hair.
But I want to make it like super frizzy. Like when she gets electrocuted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, you could tease it.
But she has like a freaky bob, bro.
Girl, I don't
She's
know.
She's got a biob.
What's your name? B-O-B? So you're calling you Bob?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what? I don't know.
You know what? I don't know.
I don't know.
That's just the name of this episode. You know what?
I don't know.
All right.
You know what I do know?
Yeah. What does your co-star say?
That I'm a work in progress.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Aren't we all?
Keep working on yourself, queen.
Yes. Do sleepovers, theme nights, read out loud. don't.
You are reading out loud right now.
I know.
Oh my gosh, you're doing it.
Try hard. Chase the party. Ignore your body.
Okay.
And let's see if there's anything about us. Oh, there is. Your happy place is positions of power.
Mm-hmm.
My happy place is the center of controversy.
Ooh.
Okay, T. Okay, girl. That was yours.
Mine says, don't try to change yourself for someone else. Do shared playlists, matching socks, promises. Don't fry your nerves, if only, and avoidance.
Ooh.
Don't avoid.
If only you wouldn't avoid.
Oh my gosh. Ha ha ha. Crazy. Mine just tells me about you and not about me.
Oh.
Friend update says, Isabella is standing on solid ground. Isabella's day at a glance. You are a work in progress. Girl.
What about you? I want to know.
I know. What the heck? What is this? The questions featured today. What is this?
What?
Featured today, the questions you can't ask your group chat, answered. Who am I? How do I stop thinking about them? And should I become a DJ? Find out in the void. $2.99 plus.
Why are you kidding me? I'm pop up on mine.
I don't know. It wants me to spend $2.99 plus on asking if I should become a DJ.
Yeah.
If I ever spend $2.99 plus on just asking if I should become a DJ, hit me on the head. Okay. Knock me out, because that's stupid. Okay. Anyway, what do your paragraphs say?
Well, I have a power in something finally. Power in sex and love. Okay. Pressure in spirituality and self, and trouble with everything else.
Nice.
Today you feel torn between being a jack of all trades and mastering something, which is funny. I had the conversation about that in the car.
Interesting.
It's good to avoid complexity if that's what you need. Just make sure you're not doing that thing where you avoid your responsibilities, then tell yourself that you're an imposter. The more grueling the struggle, the more spectacular the triumph. This month you are ready to be... Oh my god, I can't read. This month you are ready to be accountable for the commitments you've made. This is a commendable move for someone who has trouble finding people who fulfill the romantic fantasy. Cultivate your attraction to relationships that feed you. The broader focus of your life during this time is to question very deeply all of your beliefs. It's uncomfortable to stray from the routine you've always known, but what's left to be explored is life. Don't miss it.
Don't miss it.
I have magnetism.
Oh my gosh, you're so magnetic. Gosh. I'm so attracted to you.
Stop it, you.
Oh my gosh.
What's your stuff day?
My
that was not English. What does your stuff say?
My stuff says, today you feel torn between pushing your body and breaking it. It's good to slow down if that's what you need. Just make sure you're not doing that thing where you clench your jaw until it breaks under the stress. You are the architect. This month, you have the potential to grow. You just have to focus on developing your natural leadership skills. This is no small feat for a person who is afraid of failure and rejection. All right, co-star calling me out.
Rude.
Don't just focus on the launch. A beginning is not an action, though it occurs at the very start of one. Okay. The broader focus of your life during this time is to break away from circumstances that hold you back. Stop trying to make everybody like you. Think about it this way. Perhaps it is possible to never upset somebody, but then you'd never have any close friends. That's true.
But you've never upset me.
Never, ever.
Never, ever.
You never upset me either.
Oh my gosh.
You're like a match made in heaven.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my gosh. Oh, apparently I hit my stand goal right now. I stood up.
Wow.
Okay, cool.
How does that work?
I think it just measures the movement. Like if you're moving a little bit.
How does it know you're standing?
I think, like if you're just sitting there, you're just like blah, blah, blah. But I was like moving so it thought I was standing.
Interesting.
I don't know.
I refuse to be an Apple Watch girly.
You do.
I don't need my phone on my wrist, you know?
And that's...
People use it to text at work because they think they're being sneaky.
Sneaky.
But it's like, I don't know. I'd rather just have a normal watch. I would actually rather just... Now, we've talked about this. I would have an Apple Watch if I could have like a pocket watch.
I think you should do that.
Yeah, but like...
They probably make that. There are probably people who have, like, 3D printers that can make that for you.
Yeah. I just feel like that'd be so cool.
I think that would be cool.
Pocket watch, Apple Watch?
I think that
would... For all those cosplayers.
And just for you.
Yeah.
In your daily life. I think that would really go with your vibe. Because your vibe kind of is like, expect the unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
And who would expect that you would just pull out a pocket watch?
Yeah.
And it's your Apple Watch.
Did you mention, what's the time? Oh, they think I'm going for my phone. Psych, it's my pocket watch.
Yeah, I think that's a very Isabella move.
Yeah.
We're like, what are you reading about? I'm reading about salt. I'm reading about oysters. Like,
they're interesting things to read about.
Yeah. You what are else just can I say? Expecting the unexpected with you, and I think that's great.
I try.
Mm-hmm. You try and you do.
Oh, stop it, you.
Oh my gosh. My knee's getting cold, so I'm just putting my warmie up here.
Mm-hmm.
I wish he was filled a little bit more so he could, because all the warm stuff, obviously it's like a weighted plush, so all the warm stuff goes down to his butt, but then his hands don't have anything and he just kind of like flops around on the top. I need him to have more of like more of the beans or whatever is in here.
They make like heat safe like fabric like they put in like plush?
What do you mean?
Like, you know how you like the stuffing, but like, is it heat safe, do you think?
There's no stuffing, it's just
the like, if you put heat safe stuffing in there, is that a thing that exists?
I don't think so.
Mm.
I wouldn't trust it, but yeah, like I need him to have a little bit more.
Yeah, because his neck is like, yeah, there's nothing.
He's like
there.
Flopping. And I don't know, I can't remember if he was like that already or if it's just because of like use over time that somehow he's just like that, but that wouldn't affect the amount of beans that's in him, or I don't even know what it is inside. I know he's supposed to smell like lavender, which he doesn't really smell like lavender to me, but I think it's because I'm microwaving it over and over again. It just smells
weird. Maybe
you
should get like essential oils or something.
Yeah, but the problem is like I don't want to get him dirty either, because you can't wash this. Like, you have to use like a wet paper towel, but you can't like submerge it in water.
You should get like a face mist thing, or like a something like similar to a Febreze, and just like do a light dust on them.
Oh, what, like, you know how people spray it on their pillow?
Mm-hmm.
Like one of those. I could do that maybe. Yeah, because he's my buddy.
Maybe just put it on his butt so it's not like on his body.
That's true. So he has some sort of like good scent.
Mm-hmm. Good but scent. Yeah.
Good soup. Scent.
Good soup. Yeah.
It's
interesting how you become very, like, not critical of wormies, but you're bringing up all of the problems with them that I don't know if anyone else has ever addressed.
I don't know, because wormies are, I mean, anybody can have a wormie, but really, I think it's marketed more for kids because it is a stuffed animal.
Mm-hmm.
And kids aren't really this critical. I mean, some of them could be, I would think, but they wouldn't be so logistical in their thinking.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just be like, why this? Why that?
And how often do you think most people use their wormies? Because you use yours every day.
I use mine every single day.
But I feel like they market it for like those moments when you just need a friend.
Yeah. And it's like me needing it all the time.
You always need a friend. And that's, yeah. And he's your best friend.
You got a friend in me. You
bow,
know?
Bow, bow.
That's my dog right here.
Yeah, it's your pet.
This is my dog.
Yeah. Bro, I want a pet.
It's a pillow.
It's a pet.
It's a pillow pet.
That was beautiful. When I was younger, we need to bring back Snuggies.
Ooh.
You ever had one of those?
I didn't have a real brand Snuggie. I had an off-brand Snuggie from Bed Bath & Beyond.
I had an off-brand Snuggie from Justice.
Whoa.
They were having a sale.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, Mom, please, can I have this Snuggie? She got it for me.
Were you a Justice kid?
I was.
Okay.
I love Justice. I had a tank top that had a gumball machine on it. It was purple and it smelled like gumballs.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like a pajama set. There was a photo of me gaming like this in it.
I love that. So. That's so cute. I did have a few outfits from Justice. I felt like the coolest girl ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because like for me, Justice was like the expensive store. So it was only for special occasions or like if they were having a really good sale.
Yeah. We tore up their sales, bro.
Yeah.
My mom had coupons like you wouldn't believe.
Uh-huh. And I said, okay. Because all the cool kids had Justice. And it was like, if you're not wearing Justice, you're not cool.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Justice and Aeropostale.
Yeah. And then I remember they had like a side brand called PS. PS Arrow, I think it was called, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I remember I had this yellow, it was like a pale, like pastel yellow zip up jacket, and it said Arrow on it. And I felt like the coolest kid ever.
You were.
And I wore like, I wore blue sweatpants with it and my off brand Justice Uggs.
Okay.
And
that was it. That was the look.
Yeah, that was a look.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I look so cool. And I would go out and I would take photos, and it would be like Dutch with my camera in like the mirrors in the stores. I felt so cool. I was like, I'm literally the coolest girl ever.
Because you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what are we the coolest?
What are we? And I would put on like a white beanie sometimes.
Okay.
And I had these clip-in extensions from Five Below. Mm-hmm. And it was just like one extension. And it was, well, I had two of them, but one was like black and blue striped. Okay. And the other was green and blue striped. So I would put one here and put one here. And because you could see like the clip, I would put the beanie over top of it and like filter it in with my hair. And I'd be like, yeah, I have dyed hair. I'm cool. And nice. That was like me living my emo girl dreams as an 11-year-old.
Yeah, I used to have the feathers and the tinsel in my hair back in the day.
I really wanted that. My mom never wanted to pay for that.
We got it because the hair place I went to, we were friends with the owner, and she's like, I just got these. Can I figure out how to put them in your hair? And I went, yes. Oh, and I went to my Britney Spears concert in 2009.
No way. With a feather in my hair. Oh, that's so cool.
But it was weird because they just had like little black beads, like little, like...
Yeah.
What are they? Elastic bands. And they would just, like, kind of band it to your hair.
Mm-hmm.
So that was weird, but...
Which is interesting, yeah. Did it, like, hurt your hair? Like, did it make your hair fall out?
Not that I remember.
Interesting.
I remember that, especially with the tinsel, like, that, they would, like, tie that in.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the feather, like, it fell out after a few days because it was just brushed out. And then you have to wash your hair. Yeah. And I remember once there was this troll hairspray that was blue and pink and glittery. And it was like a hairspray glitter thing.
Oh my gosh.
And it smelled really good.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say it smells bad.
Let me find it. It was from the MAC counter.
Well, that's cool.
And I was so excited. Hold on.
I remember one time I went to the Maroon 5 concert. Me, my friend, and her cousin, we all sprayed the ends of our hairs red, and it barely showed up. Oh.
Yeah, it was like a glitter troll
That's
thing.
Pretty cool. Yeah, we all sprayed the ends of our hair red, and we couldn't see it in my hair, only with the flash on if you took a photo, because my hair was so dark. But my friend, she was blonde, so... You could see it perfectly.
The bitch.
And then she washed her hair, and then the red wouldn't come out. And we went to Catholic school, and you couldn't have colored hair. And she just had to be like, well, I was at a Maroon 5 concert, and I sprayed my hair. I'm so sorry.
Wow.
So she was out of dress code for a while.
Just waiting for it to grow out?
Yeah, I guess. Or, like, wash out or do something.
That's crazy.
And we stained her bathroom because we, like, stepped in the bathtub to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So at least we were smart and we didn't, like, do it on the sink or whatever. But her bathroom was stained red. It was white tiles.
Nice.
So, yeah.
But that's funny. That's, like, childhood. Girlhood.
Girlhood. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
It was great.
I'm trying to think if I've ever done anything like that, but no.
No.
No. Maybe. I had, like, a roller thing, and it was like a roller clip, and it had, like, a dye, and you would, like, roll color in your hair.
Oh, kind of like chalk?
Yes, it was basically hair chalk. I remember I put my hair up, this was in middle school, intermediate school even, put my hair up in a ponytail, had two little strands, and then I made them blue.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. That's cool.
Yep.
And then do you remember if it took a while to wash out or not?
No, it washed out pretty easily.
Okay.
But my hair is dark brown, so.
Mm-hmm.
Not right now.
I was going to say, not right now.
Naturally, my hair is a dark brown. Sometimes I think about going back to my natural hair color.
You could.
But blonde is just so me.
You are a blondie, in my opinion.
Like, I, like, eat up being blonde.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
Thank you. I have the hiccups all of a sudden.
You have the hiccups?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry scared. For your loss. You know what? Okay.
What?
So, here's the thing about hiccups, how to cure them. Do you know how to cure them?
You hold your breath and drink water upside down or something?
No.
Oh.
Well, none of those things have ever worked for me, like the scaring, the holding your breath, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I had the hiccups a few weeks ago. I was with my boyfriend, and he was like, oh, I know how to get rid of them. Like, it's always worked for me. I said, what do you mean? How do you get rid of them? So he said basically a hiccup is like your diaphragm or like something over here spasming.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he figured out as a kid, if you hold your breath and you hit your chest really hard a few times, it makes your diaphragm stop spasming.
It locks in.
It locks in. And then you stop hiccuping. So he said, try it. It worked.
Oh.
Yeah. Interesting. And then I had hiccups a few days later and I tried it and it worked.
Okay.
And I went, oh my gosh.
He cooked.
And I said, how come I have never known about this? Like, what? And he was like, yeah, I thought about this when I was a kid. Like, I didn't. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, smarty. Like, what is that? So now that's the hack that I'm passing on to you and you guys.
And you guys.
Fellow listeners of Yap O'Clock Podcast.
Can I make one more point before we wrap this up?
Of course.
I have played a game called Quarantine Zone.
Oh?
And hiccups. It's a zombie-like... it's like a Border Patrol, but for zombies. You have to figure out who is and who is not a zombie.
Oh.
And it's really fun. I played the demo on my boyfriend's computer for an hour and a half. And he was like, you still doing good? I was like, not now.
I'm not
protecting
now.
The people.
So the zombies can just pretend
come up
to be
normal?
They're
like, I don't have any bites. And you like scan their clothes and you scan their body and you take their temperature. You check their lungs.
So zombies are like there in the brain. They're like, hey, bestie, I'm totally not a zombie.
Yeah, and there's one guy where I thought he was chill, but I just put him in quarantine. The next day, he turned green. Yeah. I said, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my gosh.
Go get liquidated, bro.
Go away.
Yeah, and that was really fun.
That's crazy.
So I'm obsessed with Quarantine Zone.
Is this a new game?
It's a demo right now for the summer, and then they get their full game released in, like, September.
Whoa. Okay, so you're, like, early on to this.
I'm playing the demo.
Quarantine Zone should sponsor us, I guess.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Quarantine Zone, hey. I like your game. I was watching it on TikTok. And then I was starting to get pissed off watching the TikTokers because I'm like, they're doing this wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They're ignoring, like, they're missing stuff.
Oh.
It was starting to piss me off. I hate watching streamers play games because I'm like, you're missing stuff.
But maybe they just do that so that people can, like, watch and be like, oh my God, and then comment. Like, rage bait.
Yeah, but, like, that's just, like, just do your job.
They don't want to. They want you to comment and tell them how to do their
job. I refuse
to.
I just know what I do.
Because it gives them money.
It pisses me off so much. I go, they're stupid. And I'd stop watching.
There you go.
That's my protest. Mm-hmm. If you're going to play the game and be bad, I'm not going to watch.
There was
Why would I waste my breath on you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There was some streamer that I was like, popped up in my TikTok feed, and he was playing this game. It was like a very simple game, but it was this game of these little people on each side, and there was some tables and like a stage, and you clicked on each person, and it was like, I'm part of the band. So you dragged this person onto the stage, or like, I want cheese, and so you drag them over to the table seat that has cheese in front of it or cheese next to it, and it's like, I put on too much cologne, so then you put this person over at this table, and then this person here is like, I don't like smelly people, or like, I don't like people with strong scents, so you have to make sure that you don't put that person next to the person with a lot of cologne.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a strategizing game.
Okay, it's like that cake sorting game.
Cake sorting game?
It's like the cake game, and you have to move the pieces of cake around, and they, like, all connect.
I don't know that one.
I've played it a few times. It's pretty fun. I think about downloading it on my iPad.
How are you doing with Flow on your iPad?
I don't play it as much anymore.
No.
I'm just not on my iPad, though.
Okay.
But if I were, I'd probably still play it a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were up there in the levels. Like, you were...
Yeah, well, I'm almost completing it, so I'm, like, starting to slow down a bit.
The entire game? Because they don't update it anymore, do they? Jeez. I think you have to play it till completion, though.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm going to be sad. It's going to be like saying goodbye to a friend all over again.
I know. And then you're going to download like Flow 2.0.
Yeah, just keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be like, I literally did all this.
I need more.
Mm-hmm.
I need it.
More, please.
Please, I'm dying. My brain.
What are they selling? Flow.
Chocolate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of it. Is that it? I feel complete.
I think so. I feel complete, too.
Okay.
Yeah. This was a great conversation, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for watching. Thanks for commenting. Thanks for thumbs upping and subscribing. And
leaving a like in the comments down below.
Yeah. Leave a like in the comments. Don't just like the video. You have to
put be like the a thumbs Facebook up. Grandma being like, ha, 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 laugh so hard, love this video.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Or even comment being like, comment a Google search in our comment bar.
Oh, yeah. Like how those TikTok people do it to like boost the algorithm.
Ooh, they're yeah.
Like, I love Ariana Grande's new look. Oh, I love winter parka boots. Oh, my gosh. I love Labubus. What are Labubus? And like start getting like the searches going.
I have the Labubu song in my head.
Labubu, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I went to a Comic-Con and saw actual. I went to Collecticon and I saw actual.
Did you get one?
No.
Oh.
I just saw them with my eyeballs.
And you didn't get one?
No.
I thought you wanted one.
I did.
That long pause. You did, but you don't now?
I just didn't want to spend money on it.
Honestly, that's valid.
Because they were upselling.
Yeah, they're expensive. I don't want those.
And they could be fake for all I know.
Yeah, they could be LaFoufous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have so many videos on my For You page being like, here's how to spot a LaFoufou.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I think that's it.
I think that's all we apped.
Thank you guys for coming to episode 35 of Yap O'Clock.
Yeah.
And we hope to see you on episode 36.
Yeah, bye.